for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
And today's game proudly brought to you by Warralilly. Of course, the community where great things are happening is Warralilly. KFC Twitter, Benny.
Yeah, Cats 2007. To think that the Bomber fans were booing the team off the ground after round two. Man, how bad are North? N-O, double F. How bad are North travelling?
Bad.
Yes. Can tell you that things have tightened up in the Bellarine League clash down at McCartney Oval in Torquay.
Order.
Yeah, they've come back to within 14 points after trailing by 21 at half time. So 71 playing 57, so set for a good finish down there in the round three clash between Torquay and Motowari. Three games tomorrow. We'll have score updates on those throughout Melbourne St Kilda broadcast. And also K-Rock Cup tomorrow, Geelong and Werribee in the VFL at Avalon Airport Oval, where Zach Tuohy will make his return. We've got a story up at krockfootball.com.au, including full audio of Chris Scott's media conference. You can access that as well. But within the fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf. So let's have a look at some Kerr's higher stats, please, Ben Castagnoli, and also some AFL fantasy numbers. Of course, AFL fantasy football powered by Telstra. Benny?
Yeah, well, King, you just potted history of the game. It was 55 inside 50s to 48 in favour of the Essendon Footy Club. They out-tackled North Melbourne 58 to 43. They had five more contested possessions. They had nine more clearances. They had about 26 more marks, and they had around about 30 more disposals. So it was pretty comprehensive. They also had more time in possession, as you could imagine. Individually, Merritt ended with 39 possessions, if you don't mind, six inside 50. Scheel, 36 touches, 10 inside 50s, three tackles. Merritt actually had nine tackles to go with his 39 touches. Heppel had 32, McKenna 26, Hurley had 25, and he by far had the better of Jack Zeeble in that matchup. Zeeble just had four kicks, five effective disposals, one mark for the game, didn't have a shot at goal at all, did the North Melbourne skipper. Hooker 22, heard Lee Brand say how important he is to the Essendon structure. He was solid. Guelphy okay with 21, and Mitch Brown, the former Cat, kicked three goals, three from 20 touches. You go right down the list at Essendon, everybody played their part, even guys at the bottom. Ambrose was their lowest disposal winner, but he played his part defensively, and young Ham on debut, 10 possessions. For North, well, Dumont had 31, but he didn't really have an impact on the game. Same too with Sean Higgins. I mean, you couldn't question his work rate. He had 10 contested possessions. Only, interestingly though, he only had four inside 50s, just kicked one behind and only laid two tackles. Cunnington 29, but a lot of his stuff in close just didn't come off today. McMillan, we talked about him, was probably North Melbourne's steadiest player and best player for the day. Did quite well. Even though his opponent kicked some goals, he worked hard for his team and was positive when he got the ball. 24 touches, 20 effective. Pittard, well, he had an absolute stink bomb. 22 touches, but God, he made more mistakes than something that made lots of mistakes. We'll find out what that is and let you know.
Shane Dye on Viandercross.
Attlee actually was okay. I know McDonald, Tip and Woody kicked two goals, but I thought Attlee probably won that matchup to a degree given the lopsided nature of the game. But just too many North Melbourne players didn't get near. Bailey Scott is only in his first year, but he only had five kicks. Ben Brown kicked 2-2 from four marks. Simkin only four kicks. Kane Turner only had five kicks. Mason Wood only had five effective disposals. And Todd Goldstein, I can tell you,
he started well, Goldstein, and then
first
just
half he did. In the second half, he had three hand passes.
Yep. No, I thought
so. He went into witness protection at halftime. They ushered him in.
Yep.
Some men with sunglasses and big coats took him in, and he was never seen again.
Thank you for that, Benny. Kurt Heyer bringing us all our stats in season 2019. Steamatic standout. Don't panic. Call Steamatic. Lee Brown.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of very good players, but I thought around the ball, Merritt was fantastic in setting up the game. The way he brought his teammates into it, broke the lines. You know, Dylan Shields probably a little bit stiff as well. Dyson Heppel had a good game, but there wasn't too many blokes that struggled for the Bombers today.
Zach Merritt, our Steamatic standout this afternoon, of course, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Steamatic, don't panic, call Steamatic.
For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.